Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of an over-the-top first date like this, but let's start with you. Lainey, are you single, dating? What's your deal?
Nope, I'm single as a Pringle,
single?
Scotty.
All right, so if you're listening to this right now, I want you to think about an over-the-top first date that maybe you went on, somebody you know went on. What an example of a, hey, you're doing a little extra here, buddy, for a first date. A friend of mine was going on a first date with a guy, and he said, hey, I'm going to take you to my favorite restaurant. Like, that sounds great. I love food. Restaurants are great. And so before he picked her up, he called her and said, hey, make sure you bring your ID because we have to take a flight. My favorite restaurant is not in the city. It's in Kansas City. So I'm going to fly you there, and we're going to go to this restaurant on a first date.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, I'm not going. I'm not doing it. She didn't go. So, like, that's a little over the top for a first date.
Yeah, I would agree with that. To go to the extreme of, like, taking somebody out of the state on a first date, I would definitely say that's over the top.
You know, I set a bad precedent. It wasn't our first date, but I know with my wife for, like, Valentine's Day. Our first Valentine's Day, we did a helicopter ride, like, around the city. And I was like, oh, this is great. It's a big grand gesture. And then, like, the rest of Valentine's days were like, wah, wah, because it wasn't as cool. So let's set the bar where over the top is right now. So if you have an example of maybe something that was done for you, or you just know of somebody that did something way over the top for a first date, like guys, don't do that, okay? Don't do this. It was over the top for a first date. 312-946-4995. All right, 312-946-4995. What is an example of something that would be way over the top? Jessica and Lyle, you got one?
Absolutely. I was living in New York. I went out to a bar in New York City, met this guy. He was 6'11", big dude. Turns out he's from Denmark. So, you know, he's a Viking. He lived in Denmark. He went back to Denmark and he started messaging me. And he said, if you say yes, I'll fly back out and take you on a date. And he literally did. He flew from Denmark, rented a car, picked me up.
Oh, you said yes?
To see Madame Butterfly. Yeah, Madame Butterfly at the Metropolitan Opera House, took me out to a nice dinner. Yeah, everything. The relationship didn't work out, but to this day, we're still friends. And that was like over 10 years ago.
What was the expectation there? Were you going to, like, if it worked out, were you going to go to Denmark?
Oh, he had already figured it out. Like, he was, like, you know, figuring out how often he could fly to see me.
Oh, my God.
And,
I think that's another conversation, too, is starting a relationship knowing it's going to be a long-distance relationship is tough. All of this is over the top for me. So, okay, international travel.
Well, I'm like, is he just trying to get a green card? Like, this is insane.
Oh, good question,
but he wasn't.
So, we'll put that on the list. For the first date, over the top would be traveling internationally and also planning your future. Got it.
Yes.
We can't help it. We like.